Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Memtesim Abiz. We're holding on Memtesim Abiz, four lines down from the wide lines, by the words Amar Reish Lakish. So says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Bizman Sheminaschen Yayin Al Gabi Mizbeach, when they would perform Nisach HaYayin on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, so when they performed the Nisach HaYayin, Paikiken Es HaShisen, we mentioned that they would pour the wine into these holes that were inside the safalim on top of the mizbeach. So says Reish Lakish, they used to plug up the shisin. They used to plug up these holes when they would perform the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin. And the reason for that is, l'kayim ashenemer, to fulfill that which the pasuk says, ba'kodesh haseich nesach sheicher l'Hashem. So being that the pasuk says, ba'kodesh haseich nesach sheicher l'Hashem, they used to plug up the holes. So now ask the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see from this pasuk any remez to the idea of plugging up the holes? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, because Sheikhar is Lashain Shtia, Lashain Sviya, and Lashain Sichrus. The word Sheikhar is as a mashmais of drinking, of satiation, and a Lashon of being drunk. So now Rashi explains that when it comes to food, a person gets full when his stomach is full. However, when it comes to wine, a person gets satiated from wine when his throat is full. So because Sheikhar is a Lashon of Sviya also, so therefore they used to plug up the holes b'shas the Nisach HaYayin, and in a way that it made it look ki'ilu, that the shisin, it looks like a throat that's filled with wine and it's going to overflow. So they used to plug up the holes so that the wine would go in and overflow out, and it looked to have this appearance of like a throat that's filled with wine. Because being that the Torah says, by Nisach HaYayin, by Kodesh HaSeich, Nesach Sheikhar LaShem, and Sheikhar is the Lashon of Sviyo, so that's why they used to plug up the holes. So now Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa commented on this, and he said that Shema Mino, you can infer from here, you can learn from here, that Kisava Inish Chamro, that when a person gets satiated from wine, it's Migroi Nesava. You see from this memra, and the fact that this is the Makar of Reish Lakish, you see that when a person gets satiated from wine, he gets satiated from his throat being full. Amar Rava. Rava therefore says that Sorba Mirabanan, if you have a young budding Talmud Chacham, he wants to get wiser, Delay Nefisha Lechamra, but he doesn't have a lot of wine. This is the way the Aruch HaNer explains the Gemara. He wants to be wise. The Gemara in Yuma says on Ayin Vav Mebeis that wine makes a person smarter. So, but he doesn't have a lot of wine. So what should he do? So therefore what he should do is Ligma Gemue, he should take big gulps of the wine to fill up his throat. He doesn't have a lot of wine. So says Rava, this Sorba Mirabanan, who wants to get smarter, you should take these big gulps, and like that he'll get smarter. Rava, says the Gemara, Maisa Rav, that Rava, Kasa de Birchasa Agma Gemuye, that Rava used to take big gulps when he would drink from a Kaishal Bracha. On the Kaishal Bracha, he used to take big gulps. Rashi explains it was Chavivas HaMitzvah, which again, the Aruch HaNer explains based off that which Chazal say, that normally a person's not supposed to drink wine in big gulps. You're not supposed to drink the whole thing, because that makes a person look like he's just a tremendous Baltaiva. So over here by a Kaishal Bracha, so Rava would specifically take big gulps in order so that it should look like he had a taiva for it. He did. It was a Kaishal Bracha, and he wanted to drink it, so that was his way of showing chavivas for the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Darash Rava, Rava darshind, my dechsev, what's the meaning of that which the pasuk says, Mayafu pa mayach bin olim basnadiv? So the end of this pasuk is a pasuk that we quoted in Amud Aleph, that we darshan on Amud Aleph, that ends off with Chamuke yirichayach kumeichaloyim masi yidei amon, which we darshan that it was talking about the shisin. So now Rav is darshaning the beginning of the pasuk. What's it mean in the beginning of the pasuk when the pasuk says that Mayafu pa mayach bin olim basnadiv, which I guess literally means how nice are your footsteps and shoes, daughters of Nadiv? Says the Gemara, says Rava, what it means is Mayafu Pamaisein Shal Yisrael Mishah Sha'ilin L'Regel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mishabech Klal Yisrael, how nice are your footsteps when you're being Oilin L'Regel. How nice are your footsteps? Hashem's saying it's so nice to see you all being Oilin L'Regel. And then he calls them Bas Nadiv. So what does it mean, Bas Nadiv? It means Bitoy Shal Avram Avinu. The Nadiv is a reference to Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nadiv, he's called a person who's a Nadiv. He gave himself over. He was the first Baal Tshuv, the first Ger, and he gave himself over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gave up his family, gave up everything he had to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Nadivei Amim Nesfu Am Elokei Avraham. It's a Pasuk describing Gerim, and it calls them a nation of Elokei Avraham, a nation of the God of Avram. So says the Gemara, Elokei Avraham, Velo Elokei Yitzchak V'Yakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Avram. He's not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov, Ella Elokei Avram, Shaya Tchila LeGerim. The Gerim are called Am Elokei Avraham because Avram was the first Ger. So therefore, Gerim are all called by this name. But the Pasuk is, so that comes out that the Pasuk is saying, it's being Meshabech Chal Yisrael, that Mayafu Pamayach Bin Olim Bas Nadiv, it's daughters of Avram, how beautiful are your footsteps when you're being Oilel Regel. Rosh Hashanah in his Chidushim over here, he brings from the Vilna Magid that he asked that still, why is there an emphasis on shoes? The pasuk says Mayafu Pamayir Bane'olim Bas Nadiv. It says how nice are your footsteps, but it doesn't just say how nice are your footsteps when I see you being Eilel Regel. It says when you're wearing your shoes. Why the emphasis on the shoes? So said the Vilna Magid. He said that the reason why the Torah is emphasizing the shoes is because what's the shevach of the fact that Klai Yisrael was Eilu L'Regel, or at least one of the reasons why there's a tremendous Shevach, is because they left everything behind. They believed the Kaddish, they had Bitachon and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that nothing was going to happen to their possessions. They left their homes. Their whole Jewish cities emptied out. Goyim knew that they were leaving. They could come in and they could steal things from them. But the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave them a Haftachon that nothing's going to happen. And they had tremendous bitachon, and they went up to the Beis HaMikdash. And so that's a tremendous shevach, the fact that they trusted Hashem to this extent that they were willing to leave all their possessions behind and be Eilel Regel. So now says the Vilna Magid, that when they're already up, and they're already without their shoes, when you go up on Harabayis, you're not allowed to wear shoes. So when they're without their shoes, when they're already on Harabayis, they're Lufnei Hashem, so then it's not such a big kunst, the fact that they were able to leave all their possessions behind. When you're a Lufnei Hashem, so what else matters? So what else? Who would care about their possessions when you're Lefnei Hashem in such a state? What was difficult for them, when what the Shevach is when they were in their shoes, when they were still in the middle of traveling, before they took off their shoes, before they got to the Har Habayis, when they weren't yet experiencing yet the closeness, they weren't at the end of the journey, they were still in the middle of the journey, and they had their shoes on, and they left everything behind, that's the big Shevach, before they got to the end. Which is a tremendous lesson, that you see, the Iker is always the journey. When you get to the end already, when things are easier, so then it's much easier. You're already experiencing the Tov. So then it's much easier to then accomplish and to serve Hashem. What's difficult and what the biggest Shevach is when it's difficult. When a person's in the middle of the journey, Lachtech Achrei Bamidbar, when you were traveling, when you were going, that's the Shevach that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Devei Rav Anun, May Dechsevd, in the Yeshiva Rav Anun, they darshan that which the Pasuk says, Chamuki Yerichayich, which is the end of now of this Pasuk, Mayafu Pamayich, that which the Torah says, Chamuki Yerichayich, so as we'll see, the Yeshiva Rav Anun, they darshan this Pasuk that it was talking about Torah, that Chamuki Yerichayich is a reference to the Torah, and so they asked, that Lama Nimshla Devei Torah Ki Yarech, why is the Torah being compared to a thigh, to a Yarech? So said the Devei Rav Anun, that Loimer Lecha, the Torah is coming to tell you, that Mayarech Baseser, just like a thigh is hidden, a person wears clothes to cover up his thighs, Af Devei Torah Baseser, so too Devei Torah is supposed to be private, it's supposed to be learned Baseser, taught Baseser, for sure, Sisrei Torah is supposed to have a certain sneas to it. It's not supposed to be overly public. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Lazar, and that's what Rabbi Lazar taught, that May Dechsev, he said, what's the meaning of the pasuk of Higi Lecha Adam Ma'atoivu Ma'ashem Dairish Bimcha Ki Yemaseis Mishpat V'avas Chesed V'atzilachas Ima Elokecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dairish from us all these things. And so they said that Asayis Mishpat, what's Asayis Mishpat? Rabbi Lazar Darshan, Asayis Mishpat Zehadin, this refers to being erlich in din Torah, va'avas chesed, you should love chesed, zugamilas chasadim, it's referring to being goyim al chesed, That you should do things privately with Hashem. So Rabbi Lazar darshened that this is referring to Levaya, the hesped perhaps that one gives b'shas to Levaya, and the achnasas kala l'chuppa, perhaps the dancing that one does at the chuppa. Rashi says by both of these things it says a lashon of lechas. It says toiv lelechas al beis avel mi lechas al beis mishteh. So that's how Rabbi Lazar knew to darshan the pasuk about sneil leches imalekecha. That's referring to itzas ames vachnasas kala l'chuppa, that a person's supposed to do these things, even though they're more public things. A person should try to do them in a tzniyistik way, in a private tik way. V'aloi dvarim kala v'chaimer. Now, isn't it a kala v'chaimer? Umad dvarim shedarkan la'saisan befar hesia. These things which are generally public events. Amra Torah hat sneil leches. That the Torah says you should try to do it in a private and a tzniyistik way. So dvarim shedarkan la'saisan betzina. So things that a person is typically, it's done in betzina, it's done privately, which Rashi says is a reference to the mitzvah of tzedakah. A person gives tzedakah privately. Al'achas kama v'kama. A person needs to really make sure to do it with a certain tznius. So what's the why we bring this? So Rashi says, because you see from Rebbe Lazar that things that are befarhesia, things that are betzina, everything's supposed to be done betzina, everything's supposed to be done betznius. So you see everything. So that includes Torah also. Torah is supposed to be learned and taught betznius. So that's like what we darshan before with Rabbi Anun, what the Vei Rabbi Anun rather taught before, that Torah is supposed to be kiyarech, it's supposed to be betzina. Amr Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said that gadol ha'isa tzedakah yaiser mikol ha'karbanais. That a person who does tzedakah, who gives tzedakah, that's even greater than bringing a karban. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, asay tzedakah mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizavach. That it's even more choices. It's more better to Hashem than even than karbanais. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar darshened that he said that gedayla gemilas chasadim yaiser minat tzedakah. That to be gaimel chesed, that's even greater than giving charity. That's even greater than tzedakah. How do we see that? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ziru lachem letzedakah vekitzru lefi chesed. So you see that tzedakah is compared to zriya, to planting, and that chesed is compared to being kitzer, is compared to harvesting. So what's the raya? Because im adam zireya, when a person plants, safik oichel, safik inu oichel, he doesn't know for sure if things are going to work out, if he's going to end up eating the thing that he planted. However, adam kitzer vaday oichel, but when a person harvests, for sure, so he ends up eating. So as we'll see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, so too, tzedakah is compared to zriya. Because when a person gives charity, he doesn't know for sure if what he's giving is actually going to be utilized. He doesn't know if the person he's even giving to is even right to be taking the tzedakah. So therefore, it's like zireya, it's like a person who plants that he doesn't know if he's going to end up eating. However, when a person does chesed, so everyone needs chesed. There's no such thing as a person who's roi for chesed, not roi for chesed. Everybody needs chesed. And therefore, when a person does chesed, so that's like being kaitzer, which there's for sure is vaday oichel. So you see that doing chesed is even greater than tzedakah. V'amar Rabbi Lazar taught that ein tzedakah mishtalemes ela lefi chesed shebah. And not only that, but even when a person gives tzedakah, the schar for tzedakah is given according to the amount of chesed that was put into the tzedakah. The amount of tircha that was involved in giving the tzedakah, that's the ultimate schar for the tzedakah, is based off of the chesed. Perhaps also the facial expressions that it's given with, the way it's given, the attitude it's given with, that's all included, that's what a person gets schar from when he gives tzedakah. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ziru lachem l'tzedaka v'kitzu l'fi chesed. So he's darshaning that even v'kitzu l'fi chesed, that the schar, the kitzira, is when a person gets schar, a person plants, and then the schar is when you get to harvest it. There's no schar in it being in the ground. The schar is when you get to then harvest it. So the schar of the tzedaka is v'kitzu l'fi chesed, is according to the chesed that the tzedaka is done with. So you see from here that the schar for tzedaka is according to the chesed, which the Aruch Haner brings a dogma to this from the Gemara Misachas Kedushin on Laman Aleph, Amin Aleph, where the Gemara over there says that a person could give his father the nicest birds, the nicest dinner, a steak dinner, and it could make him that he's lost from this world. Whereas he could have another person where he tells his father to go grind the millstone, he puts him to work, and through that he's zaychet olam haba. And they bring the story that a person, he gave his father a nice steak dinner, but he gave it to his father with like bad attitude. So then even though he gave him the nice steak dinner, he did a tremendous like tzedakah kilu, but he did it without Sefer Panim Yafos. He did it with a bad attitude, so then he doesn't get schar for that, or he gets less schar for that. As opposed to a person, we put his father to work. The Gemara says a story the father was really called to the army, so the son said he was going to take his father's place, and he told him just to take the job of running the millstone, and through that he was Zeichat Olam Haba. He was helping his father. He told him to work, but he was really helping his father. Everything's according to the Chesed Sheba, that even when a person gives tzedakah, it's according to the way you do it. It's according to, you have to do it b'sefer panim yafos. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, b'shloisha dvarim gedayla gemilas chasad demyayisim in tzedakah. In three ways, to be gaimil chesed is even greater than tzedakah. Number one is that tzedakah is b'mamaynay gemilas chasadim bein begufay bein b'mamaynay. Tzedakah is only done with a person's money, whereas chesed is done both with a person's body and with a person's money. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, second difference is that tzedakah la'aniyim, tzedakah is only accomplished by giving a poor person money, whereas gemilas chasadim is bein la'aniyim and bein la'ashirim. Gemilas chasadim is done both to poor people and even to wealthy people. You can do chesed with them. Tzedakah, a third difference is tzedakah's l'chaim is only relevant to living people, whereas gemilas chasadim is bein l'chaim bein l'meisev. It can even be accomplished to a person who's no longer alive. A person does a chesed shalemes. He buries a mace. So that's gemilas chasadim even to a mace. V'am Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar taught that ha'aisa, kol ha'aisa tzedakah u'mishpat, anybody who does tzedakah u'mishpat, so that means that he does tzedakah according with a mishpat, with a din, that he doesn't just give money randomly, he gives money according to a person's needs. A person needs money, more money, he gives him more money, whereas a different person who doesn't need as much money, he gives less money. He does tzedakah u'mishpat, it's a tzedakah in a mishpatic way, so it's ki'ilu milei kol ha'ilam kulei chesed. By doing so, it's as if he filled up the whole world with chesed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Oiv tzedaku mishpat chesed Hashem mala aretz." So when a person does tzedaku mishpat, so then he makes it; the whole world is filled with chesed Hashem. Shema Taimar kol ba likvitz kaifitz. So maybe you'll think, Rashi explains, that anybody who wants, he could just go ahead and give tzedakah, and he'll be in the highest rung. And it'll be considered that he's a big baal tzedakah. Anybody who wants, he could just be part of this mitzvah. Tamulaymer mayakar chastacha elokim. Then know how yakar, how precious it is your chesed Hashem. That's not an easy level to attain. Because Rashi explains many times, a person is not right to really accept the tzedakah. He's not really the right person. So not anyone could just decide that he wants to give tzedakah, and he's going to be considered on a high level in terms of tzedakah. A person has to have a siyata dishmaya. He has to work hard, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it happen, but siyata dishmaya. You can't just expect that you're going to give tzedakah and it's automatically always going to work out. Yachul af yirei shamayim kein. So I might think also a person who has yirei shamayim, he also has to work hard to properly give tzedakah. He has to really be tayreach. Tamulaymer v'chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. That Hashem sets up the yireyav, he sets up those that fear him, that he does chesed with the right people, and that it's even without being tayreach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets it up that he has the right people to do chesed with. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama bar Papa kol Adam sheyesh alav chein. Any person that you see on him that he has chein, he's a person who has chein. So biyadua shehu yarei shamayim. You can know about him if you see a person who has chein. You can know that he's a yarei shamayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. That who has chesed, who has chein, it's al yireyav. It's on those that fear him. And like the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, it says v'tisa chein v'chesed lefanov. So you see, chesed's a lashon of chein. So a chesed Hashem is on those that fear him. It means that those who have chein, it means that there's chein to those that fear Hashem. So if you see a person who has chein, you can know about him that he has yirei shamayim. V'amar Belazar, Belazar said that my dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk which says pia pascha b'chachma v'sayras chesed al l'shayna v'chi yesh tayrash al chesed? It's called the tayrash chesed v'chi yesh tayrash al chesed v'yesh tayrash enosh al chesed. Is there such a thing of a tayrash al chesed and then there's another tayra called a tayrash enosh al chesed? So rather, says the Gemara, ala tayra lishma zubi tayrash al chesed. When a person learns tayra lishma, so that's called tayrash al chesed. That's the type of tayra that gives a person chein. Whereas shalei lishma, if a person learns tayra shalei lishma, so then zui tayra
she'ena shel chesed, it won't bring chayin upon the person. Yerika da'amri, some say that Taira lelamda, Taira which is to teach others, zuhi Taira shel chesed. That's called a Taira shel chesed when a person learns Taira in order to teach it to other people. However, shalay lelamda, if a person's laimed, shalay amenas lelamed, he learns not with in mind to teach it to others, so then zuhi Taira she'ena shel chesed, that's called a Taira that's not shel chesed. The ultimate is for it to be a Taira's chesed, which means for a person to learn to teach it to others. The Medrash Shmuel says that that's the pshan of the Mishnah Navos. The Mishnah Navos says that the Masisa Taira Harbe al Tachsek Taiva La'atzmecha. That if a person does, if a person learned a lot of Taira, so he shouldn't be Tachsek Taiva La'atzmecha. So which literally means that you shouldn't make yourself feel too good. Al Tachsek Taiva La'atzmecha. Ki lekach neitzarte, because that's what you're created for. But the Medrash Shmuel says what the meaning of the, what the Pasuk means to say is based on our Gemara, that a masisa teira harbe, that if you learned a lot of teira, so al taksek taiva la'atzmecha, taiva zu teira, so that you shouldn't hold the teira for yourself. Al taksek taiva, don't hold the teira la'atzmecha for yourself, rather you should teach it to others. If a person has teira, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person siyata d'shmaya to understand teira, so then it must be it's to give it over to others, ki lekach neitzarte, it's not just to keep it to yourself, it's in order to teach it to others.